Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
watching The Project because he can't stand Pete Hellier.
Why would you watch The Project if you can't stand Pete Hellier?
Maybe you love Carrie, Pricey, Waleed.
Some people hate watch stuff.
Yeah, I don't believe in hate watching.
No, same. If I don't like it, I just won't watch it.
No,
I'll hate watch. What was that show that I watched? Mate,
no, you won't hate watch. You watch.
I just have to finish.
You just watch everything.
What was that show that I watched for ages that I hated?
Green Arrow.
Horrid. Oh, no, to be fair, it started really good. The last three seasons sucked.
I mean, look, I have done that with shows before, just because I want to say I finished it. I did that with Glee.
Yeah.
I'm into season 13 of Grey's Anatomy, which is getting a bit sketchy.
That's a lot of
it's
seasons.
It's 18, and they're still going.
18s. My girlfriend, Meg, she's obsessed with Grey's Anatomy too.
Isn't Grey gone?
No, she's still there.
Who's always
Meredith Grey. There's other Greys that have...
Is Grey a character?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
It's about the inside of her body.
Oh, right.
No, it's about her surgical career.
The characters like her veins and organs, yeah. Are they? Oh, Mr. Hart, welcome.
Oh, I see you all well, Mr. Brain.
Old Lisa Liver over there, how are you?
Why are they all British? Hart.
Have you got one?
No, I don't.
You've been watching
Larry
the
Lungs.
Peter Pancreas, what are you doing?
Georgia Gallbladder. Hello.
Charlie Cock.
James.
And good to see you, Barry also, Balls.
Yeah, but what's her name?
Well, she doesn't Meredith have, Grey.
And also, even if she did have that, it wouldn't be inside. She doesn't have a floating willy
inside of her.
You think this is funny?
You think this is funny? Is that Harry Hart's here again? You think this is funny?
You think this is funny? Barry Balls.
Barry Balls is just having a good time. Filled with
Charlie Cox come to visit.
Sally Seaman swimming around again.
It always ends up here. You two have brains of 6-year-olds.
Mate, 6-year-olds.
I'm 32.
6-year-olds can come
sad.
Up. 6-year-olds could not come up with this genius comedy gear.
Children.
I've come to visit Vanessa Vagina.
Hard look at yourself.
Or you've come to visit Sally Seaman.
I can't breathe. I'm so funny.
Listen to the podcast, guys. The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate. Yeah, Choo-Choo Tuesday, yes indeed. The train pulling out of the station and once again Jimmy Boys are back on the airwaves. What's up?
Doesn't have a Tuesday vibe.
Well, to be honest, I never have a Tuesday vibe because I don't like Tuesdays.
Oh, well, I mean...
Neither of us like Tuesdays.
I haven't really been over it in a while, but I will.
Yeah, go over it,
mate. Because, I've met many people lately who have started listening to the show for the first time. So this is Nathan and I's theory on a Tuesday.
Welcome, if you're just joining us, by the way.
I'm going to start at Wednesday first. So Wednesday is your middle of the week, you know what I mean? It gives you a chance to look back. There's Monday, Tuesday, gives you a chance to look forward. Thursday, Friday. So you've got a sort of a midpoint. There's a reason. Now, Friday, I'm going to skip to Friday. Friday is the weekend. Whenever you finish work on a Friday, that is when your weekend starts. Mm-hmm. The weekend isn't Saturday, Sunday. As soon as work clocks off on a Friday, say it's 5 o'clock, boom, weekend starts.
Fine.
So if Friday's the weekend, then Thursday, boom, day before the weekend.
Yep.
Isn't that exciting?
Last Tomorrow. Day of work, essentially.
Saturday, Sunday, I don't need to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weekend. Yep. What a fun time. Monday, start of the week. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
it's not always fun.
Sometimes you're back wearing.
You are. Yeah. But you got to begin. You know what I mean? Every book has a beginning. It's probably the most boring part of every book. But setting up the characters.
But it is
story.
Setting up. But it's integral.
It's important.
Yeah.
Well, it leaves us with our friend Tuesday. What are you doing?
Not really our friend. Acquaintance Tuesday.
What are you doing?
So, not offering much is what Tuesday's doing. To be fair, tell you what Tuesday is offering. Again, some more ripper weather. So I've got a top of, 26 degrees today. Tops of 26 degrees. Again,
I've got
beautiful blue sky. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I've got 28.
Oh, I've got 29 now.
Oh, 46.
Nah, I'm just kidding. It's tops 26. I mean, I'm going to be chatting about weather on the show? Yeah. Much later, 8:30.
Here's a little tease for you guys in six.
Stick around 2.5 hours until Jim goes... Tops of 26 today, tops of 27 tomorrow. And that's pretty much it. That's why, because it's beautiful and sunny and no clouds. I think it feels more like a weekend or a Friday or something.
It's got a fun vibe to it, which Tuesday doesn't normally have. So, I mean, a good sign for Tuesday, the person we don't normally like. Yeah. So, good on you, Tuesday. Good on you. And Jim, public health authorities who identified a Tasmanian traveller who had recently been to South Africa have cleared him of the Omicron COVID variant. Which is great.
You said Omicron.
Mm.
I think that's how... I mean, yesterday on the show, we were calling it Omicron.
Mm.
But I saw in the news last night, I think they were saying Omicron.
What are they calling it? Omicron. Oh, here we go. Yep.
There's no N after the O-M.
This is a chat we had yesterday, but last night on the news, they were saying Omicron.
Well, other people can be wrong.
Not the news. How dare you?
Grace is coming after us, people on the TV.
In the news. Everyone in media.
Well, I don't know, but there's no M.
And we said that yesterday, because that's what led us to play Cheerleader by Omi, because we said it was Omicron.
I don't know how to pronounce it, like but Omicron, Omicron. I don't know that part, but I know there's not an N there.
Okay. We're back to Omicron.
I mean, we could... we could call it that. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm happy to call it Omicron. Are we happy?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Until we find the correct way,
If we're backing in Omicron.
Definitely there was people last night on TV calling it Omicron.
Omicron.
Which we discussed yesterday. No N.
Yeah. Mm. All right. We're going to go with Omicron for the show.
And guys, Pete Hellier's not wrong.
Oh, my God. Pete Hellier?
One of your faves.
Did you hear yourself
then? I do. I hear myself.
Oh, Pete Hellier!
Rip that, because next time we talk to Pete Hellier on the show, that's how we're going to introduce him. Please welcome the show. Oh, Pete Hellier! Anyway, pushing on, guys. The topical news of the morning. So this comes, of course, as Tassie, Jim, we were talking about yesterday, prepares to introduce additional border measures in response to the emergence of the new COVID strain. Public Health Director Big Vici, Larsa Vic, said the person remained in quarantine and had tested negative to COVID-19. However, further tests will be undertaken. So they're not just going to rely on one test. This guy has been to South Africa. Understandably, they're going to do some more rigorous testing, which I think is wise.
So he hasn't been cleared of Omi?
He's been cleared of COVID and Omicron in the first instance, but that was just after one test. And they were you know what, we might test a couple more times.
It's not really cleared then, is it?
Well, no, not really.
Hey, look, we've had one, he's cleared, but actually, no, we're doing more tests.
And just in case, we're going to check again.
Well, they don't say he's cleared until you've done all the tests.
Well, that's what it says. So maybe,
maybe you can't trust the news. I know you haven't done your own research.
Oh, now they're calling him Omicron. Yeah.
Did you get this from the project last night?
Pete just emailed it to me. Yes, happy Tuesday, guys. Thanks for joining us. We didn't do it last week because producer Grace was not here. And once again, we cannot operate properly without her. But the age game returns.
Yeah, she has all the stats, the numbers. So we just thought it didn't really make sense to play last week. Mm. And also, you weren't super mad about it.
No, God, no. Because, I mean, it's pretty much over for the year. You've absolutely flogged me.
Well, I don't want to say anything. Producer Grace, turn your mic on very quickly. Actually, Nate turns it on. Sorry, not asked.
No, that's right.
This could be the last age game.
Could it?
Yeah.
Oh. Why are you doing like a sneaky look
at
me?
I think we're not. You guys know we're playing best of stuff next week.
Oh.
What?
Yeah,
oh, shit. So, this is the last one.
Oh, sorry. I'm not across that.
Oh, you're away last week.
Turns out even when Grace is here, we've got no idea what's going on. George Ezra Shotgun, over to 100.9. You are with Jimmy and A. Tuesday morning. Sorry, you're just shuffling your papers over there, are you?
I didn't realise that would be so loud. The
old office works worker over here. Just doing some shuffling.
Sorry, guys, anyway.
Sorry, the reflex delivery's just arrived.
It's a big gossip. Multiple pages. Gossip's grace.
Gossip's grace. Gossip's grace. Jesus. Gossip's grace. Keep this short and sweet, guys. And she drops the scroll on the ground.
Just show people that I plan what goes into this.
I do plan, and I print out sheets.
Mate, we did all last week going, oh, sorry, guys, the show's a bit haphazard because we don't have our EP. Now you're back, and it's worse.
You don't know. It's the age game. You had to go with Pete Hellier. You got 30 sheets for gossip.
Old shuffler over here.
Do you want the gossip?
Every day I'm shuffling. Play for you now.
LMFAO's here.
Sky Red Blue. Foo.
quick gossip. Come on.
Has addressed rumours that she is no longer friends with Abby Chatfield. If you missed it, Brooke chose David at the end of The Bachelorette last week. However, a few weeks before the finale, pictures surfaced of Abby Chatfield and frontrunner Conrad kissing. And obviously, because he was one of the frontrunners of the show, he wasn't eliminated yet. Everyone went, well, he's not winning, I guess.
Mm. Is that his name, Conrad Kissing?
No, his name is Conrad something.
I also thought his name was Conrad Kissing. I was
that's like, the way what? You said that. What Abby the... and Conrad Kissing.
Yeah. No, they... Yeah, Abby...
I thought the same thing.
Abby and Conrad were kissing.
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Abby and Conrad Kissing.
I thought it was Conrad Kissing.
I'll just make some notes on my sheets.
Go back out, reprint
mate,
it.
So just flick through a few more sheets, mate. You'll probably get there.
Can you jump in LMFAO?
I've been trying to get it this whole time, but...
Oh, Abby has now announced that she is in a relationship with Conrad Kissing.
Shit.
It also looks like Brooke has unfollowed...
Party rock anthem, though. Top one.
Yeah. So, tell ya.
Got it on my phone.
And now there's no...
All right, I can get it ready.
Hang on. We're not... Hey, no, I got it. I'm shuffling.
Ready, everyone?
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Yes, everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. We just found out from scorekeeper producer Grace. You're 22 years in the lead for me to take this out in the finale, in the grand final. There's a couple of minutes left in the game. I need some sort of Hail Mary.
Need a miracle.
I need a Barry blowout from you, buddy. And not only that.
So 22 years difference.
22 years difference.
So I got to get it 23.
Yeah, so either I need to get it smack on and you need to be so incredibly far away, or if I'm far away, you've got to be way further away.
Okay.
That's essentially what we need, because this is the final installment of the Age Game. A few best ofs for the year starting next week, as you brought to the show and made us remember. Otherwise, it would have just dissipated and we would have forgotten about the Age Game.
I wish I didn't. I wish we just played like normal and then we never said anything.
Beck from Moona for the final time in 2021. How are you, Beck?
I'm great. How are you?
We are going all right. Beck, how's your morning been?
Just busy getting ready for work.
Okay.
What do you do for work, Beck?
I'm a hairdresser.
Hairdresser. Whereabouts are you a hairdresser?
Sort of north of Creek Road.
North of Creek Road. Okay. How long you been in the hairdressing game for, Beck?
A little while.
Okay. Being cagey, which is good. It's good making it interesting.
I think you've asked a question. Just how are you? Let's lock them in.
Beck.
Do you want to know anything more? Do you just want to...
No, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. You just take your headphones off. Beck, you married?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Got any kids, Beck?
I have. I've got two.
Two young ones, okay.
Yeah.
Beck, what do you like to do on weekends?
I work most Saturdays, so Sundays is kind of spent around the house doing family stuff.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
What are your kids' names?
Evie and Jed.
Evie and Jed, I love that. I just love I feel like there's a lot of pressure when it comes to naming children, you know what I mean? I've never named children, and no. I'm always impressed by Hobartians, like Evie and Jed, good names.
I've always tried to give pregnant couples ideas for names. I've never taken them, though.
No.
So, I don't know why they would, especially when I just yell at people.
Who are you? Name it, Nate!
All right, you got anything else for Beck, Jim?
Look, mate, it's up to you. You're the one who needs more help.
Okay.
Because the thing is, if you get more help, then I get...
Yeah, you're so right.
So it's up to you.
And let's take your headphones off. Beck, okay. How old are you?
Who am I speaking to?
It's Nate.
I actually saw you on Saturday.
Okay, this is good. Jimmy's headphones are actually off, so he can't hear this. So you saw me. Where did you see me on Saturday?
At the hairdressers.
At the hairdressers. Oh, you Ben O'Brien?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a chat, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay, I reckon I've got a good idea. All right, Jim, put your headphones back on. Beck, stay there. Thanks for not giving me any other insights.
Don't know what's going on there.
No, nothing's going on. We were just having a yarn. Okay. Having a yarn, mate.
So we got Beck from Moona on the phone. She's on her way to work. She's a hairdresser north of Creek Road. But as Nath, I heard you say, because I can still hear you.
Oh, yeah, you're still in the studio.
She couldn't hear Beck. And I heard you say Ben O'Brien. So I'm assuming she works at
No, she's an incredibly
rebel
old woman who is getting her hair done.
She's been working there a little while. She is married. She has two kids, Evie and Jed. She works most Saturdays, but Sundays, that is spent doing family stuff.
I'm planning the 86 mark if you're around that area, Jim.
Here we go.
Think 80s, I reckon, just to, because I don't want you to miss out on the hint that she gave me. Yeah. She got the courtesy bus from the RSL to Ben O'Brien.
Yeah, when you said two kids, and she has...
Oh, two kids and 19 grandchildren.
And a couple of great-grandchildren.
Okay. Beck, we're gonna bring you back, Beck. We still got you?
Yep.
Okay, so Nathan said 31. Jimmy has said 94. So
I've tried to help you. I've gone 46.
All right.
That's not enough difference, though. What did you say?
I've said 31.
All right, I'm changing it.
Okay.
What do you need? You need 20. So if you're bang on.
No, you're not doing this to help me win. You genuinely think.
Yeah, no, I want to change, but I'm just talking out loud.
Yeah.
So what did you say?
Sorry, Grace is winning. Here. What? We're trying to play. He is playing fairly. He hasn't submitted. Sorry, Beck. I know you've probably got things to do.
31.
Get back to the home, Beck.
52. No, 50. I'm going to say 53.
All right. Great. All right. So Jimmy has said 53.
Yeah.
Nate has said 31. Beck, how old are you?
I'm 38.
38. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Grace, quick math.
60. No, 53.
And now the anticlimactic nature of this is we've got to do math.
Do you have some like suspenseful music?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here we go. I said 31. Beck is 38. Beck, sorry. Just stick there. This is the finale, so you're part of it.
Yes. That's great.
I don't know, mate. You're the EP of the show.
You just told me not to do math. I can't keep up. Don't do math. Do math. What are you yelling at me?
Sorry, Bryce has helped me. Thank you.
15.
7. All right. Jimmy's sitting on a difference of 176 years. Nate is sitting on a difference of 190. Jimmy's still winning.
Oh, I mean, well done.
Could have made that closer.
I know. Well, I mean, look. You really? Oh, here we go. Bring in the trophy. Yeah, here's the trophy for him. Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks.
Let's bring the scorekeeper, producer Grace in. Beck, we'll keep you there as the final contestant. Jim, anything you want to say?
Look, I want to apologise to Beck first and foremost. I really thought you were 53, Beck. My apologies.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I was a little bit younger, Nate, to get you a bit closer.
Yeah, I would love that, Beck. I thought I had the advantage having seen you. You look very youthful, Beck. You look very youthful.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. That's great.
I almost went, late 20s as well. So.
Yeah. No, I've seen Beck, 53. Yeah.
Thank you.
God, great. I'm kidding, Beck. I'm kidding. Yeah. I was trying to throw it to make it closer, but 190, 170. Sorry, mate. I should have thrown it more.
Oh, it was an absolute blow. It wasn't even close to the end, was it?
I thought it would be closer.
I know. Grace, anything you want to say?
Thanks for absolutely ruining the age game in the last week. I thought we had a good year.
Oh, Beck, sorry about that. She's
no,
having
Beck,
a go
Beck
at you.
Beck was perfect. Beck was perfect.
Whoa.
I'm upset at you two.
How did we ruin it?
Because you're supposed to play it fairly.
Have you met me?
Yes.
I throw the games that you're in with Nate. Of course I'm going to throw my own game.
Beck, in your personal opinion,
yep.
Remembering what our ages were, who actually won the age game, do you reckon?
Oh, Nate for sure.
Yeah. There you go.
I've already made the trophy, Beck.
Hand over the trophy.
No. It says, look, 2020, Nathan Roy, 2021, Jimmy Smith.
Oh, there you go.
We've both got our names on the trophy.
That's nice. That's good.
Will it come back in 2022? That's the question.
Probably not.
Well. Oh, man. Let's go, poor old Beck. She's going to get to work.
It's not Beck.
Having to go, Beck.
I love Beck.
First Pete Hellier, now Beck. Nathan, as you get the round applause ready, and also I need to apologise to our next guest, because for those that listen to the show, I know producer Grace has never been to a live game of sport. She's never watched sport on the TV. Mm. We had Jackie Riewoldt on the show yesterday. She said he was a football man. So I'm really excited. For those that don't know, Grace does the sheet, so I'm really excited to read this one out. Nate, get the round applause ready for an Australian cricketer.
Oh, she's on there. That's good.
He's 33 years old and 5'7".
Okay.
His batting style is left-handed. And he's an official Mobassador. Please welcome Matthew Wade.
Wadey.
How are we, boys?
Well, we're good, mate, but how are you after that intro?
Not bad. The 5'7" hurts a little, I'm not going to lie.
Don't know why she felt like that. She's like, that's so impressive.
Blood type O negative.
Yeah. True, she actually wanted to call you a short king, which, yeah, look at her face. No, mate, that's what happened. You said that.
Anything you want to say to Wadey after that intro?
I'm also left-handed, so we have some things in common.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Look, wait, before we chat, Movember, Nathan and I also Mobassadors. It is the hairy time of the month. We thought we should chat to you. Congrats, mate, on the 2020 World Cup. It's a great result.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, it's been a big couple of weeks. Got home big 72 hours after the game, and then back to Melbourne, and I'm here for a few weeks, and then head to Sydney after this.
When does a victory like that start to sink in, Wadey? I mean, obviously that's massive on the world stage. The country absolutely wrapped. We love our cricket, and especially we love it when our boys take home victory. Does that stuff ever sink in for you, or you've played so many of these games that they kind of all roll into one?
I think it'll sink in at some stage. It certainly hasn't yet. As I said, I've come back to Melbourne and then to Sydney. I think once I get home over Christmas and can chill out in my own house, it'll probably sink in what we achieved. But yeah, as I said, it was big few days. Jumped on the plane and then next thing I know, I'm in Melbourne. So yeah, it might take a few more weeks, I reckon.
We were chatting to Nathan Ellis, another Hobart Hurricane mate of ours. He did say that you were best on ground in celebrations. Can you confirm that?
I'll take that because the boys are using it into me because I'm on dad time. I usually go hard and go home quite early, so I'll take that for sure. If he's dropped me in there.
Yeah, he has.
Hey, wait, you said you were
wearing the goggles for like a couple of days.
yeah, we were lucky. We had a later flight, so we had a good day after as well.
Hey, Wadey, I heard rumours that you were sharing the plane with another team. Is that true?
Oh, that was the other guys. Yeah, they flew back to the Gold Coast, so they charted with the England team who got knocked out in the semi, so they had to wait for our boys to finish and then jump on a plane and listen to them carry on for 14 hours.
That would have been a fun plane trip, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I would have liked to be on it, to be honest. It would have been good fun.
Wadey, we'll chat about Movember. Look, if you do want to donate and you're listening to the show, head to the Movember Facebook page. You can see it on Wadey's Instagram and stuff as well. We'll put it up on ours at Jimmy and Nath. But Wadey, I guess, why are you involved with Movember? Why is it important to you?
Yeah, I've been involved in a long time, obviously, with my history with having testicular cancer when I was 16. I've jumped on 9 or 10 years ago and continue to support Movember, and they've supported me and men's health since then. So, I think just the initial, me having testicular cancer, it probably I got attracted to the foundation quite early. Obviously, it started with testicular cancer and now really moving into the mental health side of things as well. So, yeah, really happy to be involved, and it's pretty easy, really. You get hairy for a month, like you said, and then shave it off. My wife's pretty ready for it to finish, I'm sure.
Yeah, Jules texted me yesterday. She's like, just remind him he needs to shave it off at the end of the day.
I've tried to keep it on. I said, we won a World Cup, babe. I'll hold on here. And I think it's going to go.
Yeah.
Can I ask you as well as Wadey, what is it about blokes? You talk about testicular cancer or mental health or whatever it is. Like, a lot of the times we just go, oh, she'll be right, or I don't need to go to the doctor, I don't need to do it. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think, the stigma of a male is being, you're proud and you're a strong man. You don't give in to anything like that. But, from my time, especially in professional sport, it's certainly changed. Guys are willing to talk about, especially mental health. When we're on the road, we catch up and guys will share it now that they're struggling away from home. Whereas before it was, you're playing cricket for Australia, you don't show any weakness. I think now, it's really good that especially the younger players are happy to share with each other and work through it together, which is certainly wasn't around 10 years ago.
I mean, that's a good point that you make, Matty, because we know a lot of these messages. I mean, the aim from Movember is to get it out to a lot of men, especially young men in sporting clubs, be they just a local footy club, local cricket club, whatever. What would you say to, I guess, the leaders of these clubs who are just playing at kind of a club level to ensure that these topics are brought up and brought up comfortably within those, sporting arenas?
Yeah, as I said, I think the conversation's changed so much around sporting clubs, as you disappointed. It used to be you didn't mention this stuff at all. And I can tell you now, especially cricket, it's quite a boring sport. You've got plenty of time to sit around and talk to each other. And at times, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, you never really did. So there's plenty of opportunities within, you know, a whole season, whether that footy or cricket, that you can check on your mates. It's a pretty simple thing to do. But yeah, for some reason, we prefer to go to the pub and watch the races than talk about these things.
Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of time for the boys back here as well, mate. It's been raining, so there's been a lot of just sitting in the sheds waiting about
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
Wait, as well, I mean, while we've got you, you know, Nathan and I do the Hurricane stuff as well. Big season ahead. How you feeling about it?
Yeah, really excited. Can't wait to get stuck in, to be honest. We've got a really nice squad again. You know, we're loaded up with some really, really big international, local players, something that we probably, you know, knuckled down on 3 years ago to sign some, you know, McDermott's and the Merediths and Darcy Short. So we've got big local players, you know, mixed in with a couple of nice internationals now. So, yeah, we're hoping that we can go really deep into this tournament.
Do you reckon there's a chance, Wadey, that, of course, to help with the season, because we know that having the moustache helped you take out the World Cup, maybe bring that mo back for the Hurricane season, or will...
Or keep it for the season.
Or will the wife have something to say about that?
I know you got Julia's number. You can go down that path if you want.
Well, look, maybe we all keep it. I'll say, Jules, that we need it. We need it for the season.
Great. You know, she doesn't talk to all three of us for a year.
Yeah. And you're going to have to go with the kids as well, because Winter's already told me she's not a fan. Too spiky, she reckons.
Oh, too spiky, yeah.
Maybe we can get some sort of wiggle, you know, get Emma wiggle before she retires. Be like, look, if you get a meet and greet, can Dad keep the mo? Oh,
I'm sure she'll be on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All we need to do is get Emma Wiggle on. Great. Awesome.
Great. All right. Well, we're going to be busy today.
Wadey, yeah. Mate, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, you can donate. Head to Movember.com. The donations are still there. A couple more days left of Movember. Wadey, thanks for joining us, mate. And thanks for being a Mobaster.
No worries. Have a good day, boys.
Alphabet for My State Bank. The human way to bank. It's Alphabet.
Yeah, that's right. A game as easy as ABC. The way it works, learn the alphabet. 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. Well, of course, you take home the big $1,000 this morning. Playing from Old Beach. Hello, Danny from Old Beach. How are you, Danny?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're going all right. Danny, $1,000. I mean, heading into Christmas. Would you spend it on presents or what would you do?
Probably have to spend some on presents, but I reckon I'd treat myself.
Danny, I'll be honest. You don't have to do anything. No. You could take that money and just elope, whatever you want to do with it.
Very good point.
I mean, you could even, like, if you don't want the $1,000, you could not answer any question and you're still going to get $50. You know what I mean?
I probably prefer the $1,000.
No, good to know.
I'm just going to write that down. Danny would prefer the $1,000.
I haven't met anyone that would prefer the $50, but
can we ask that question every time?
Yeah. $50 or $1,000?
No, because we can save ourselves some time. We don't have to play the game.
No, we'll just give you
$50. Yeah. But if you want the if you want to go through the rigmarole of having a crack,
here's your letter. Thanks for this.
Because really, we got other things to get to. Oh, you know,
busy show.
We got to get to Tom Tilly from the briefing. So much on. All right, so Danny, you would, just to clarify, you would prefer $1,000 over $50.
Yeah, I reckon. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Are you feeling confident this morning?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Short last chance. I can just give you the 50 and we walk away, call it quits.
No, I think I'll go for that.
All right,
I love that. Fine. I love that. You know what I mean? I don't want someone just... You have a crack at life, mate. Life's a living.
No, you're so right.
L-I-V-I-N.
Have an absolute dig. Why not?
Living.
Living apostrophe. Absolutely. All right, Danny. This morning, your letter is K, as in K for Kit Kat. All right, your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Danny, are you ready?
I think so, yes.
All right, Danny, your first question, beginning with K. Name a sport.
Pass.
Something that floats.
Pass.
An Arnott's biscuit.
Things.
Actress in Twilight.
Kristen Stewart.
Something on the barbecue.
Thrill.
A type of bird.
Pass.
Aussie singer.
Pass.
Character in Frozen.
Christoph.
Type of flower.
Ooh, pass.
If you could go back in time, Danny.
No, I'm glad Danny had a crack at it.
She did get it.
What about flower? I don't even know how to say Camilla? Calmia?
Calmia. or a kangaroo pie. To be fair, I've never heard of these, Danny. Never heard. There's a flower, Danny, called a kangaroo paw. No.
Yeah, no way.
That floats a kayak. That's hard.
That's clever.
Yeah, no. They were some, and like, type of bird, kiwi.
I thought it was like a kiwi fruit.
Kookaburra.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a...
You got Kristen Stewart in Twilight. I wouldn't have got that.
You got Kristoff in Frozen as well. I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah.
No way. So,
but just quickly, if something on a barbecue, did you say krill?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, a couple of whales having a barbecue. Good on you, Danny. Danny, of course, look, we're going to give you the $50, all thanks to MyStat Bank, the human way to bank. You enjoy that and, of course, have a Merry Christmas, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, Danny.
I'm sorry, Danny. We don't come up with the questions.
We don't come up.
We love you, Danny. We love you.
Yeah, Danny, we love you. I wish we came up with the questions because, God, it would be easy.
Oh, we'd make it super easy.
Name a letter starting with K. K. We'd make it too easy, which is why we can't do it. It is Hit 100.9. It's Jimmy Nay. Thanks so much for joining us. And, Jim, because it is Tuesday, well, it means that we get this guy.
It's Tommy Tuesdays, it's Tommy Tuesdays, he's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Tommy Tilly!
Oh, boys, thank you for that live a cappella rendition of my sting.
Thank you.
Live? No, that was the real one, Tom.
That was Elton John.
Yeah. Elton came in just for that, Tommy. I don't know what you're talking about.
We haven't had you for a couple of weeks, so we want to do something special for you. We missed you.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's great to be back. And I'm trying to bring some good news today because, you know, we're all thinking Omicron versus Christmas. Mm. Who's going to win? And I'm back in Christmas.
Tommy, can we quickly, we've been arguing on the show. So Nathan and I thought it was Omicron. That's what we've been saying. Producer Grace is adamant that it's Omicron. I mean, you're the news guy. What is it?
Well,
what
do we call it? I fell into the same trap. You guys are saying we recorded the headlines of The Briefing yesterday. I'm like, today on The Briefing, Omicron. And my producers are like... Mate, we're going to have to start again.
See, this is the beauty of our program v. yours is if we get it wrong, people go, Jimmy and A.
But
yours is a news program. You've got to get it right. Sucked
well,
in.
Well, they're like, that's why we love them, Jimmy and Nate. They always screw up. You know, for me, it's the end of the road.
I know, peek behind the curtains here. Peek behind the curtains. Tommy, we're just singing everything now. The reason Tom does
Please
our
stop.
The reason Tom does our show is just like you can say anything on the Jimmy and A show.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I do my warm up here and just sort of make all the mistakes, spew out all the misinformation, and then try and get it right for the briefing.
This is a warm up lap, absolutely.
Well, Tommy, what is the Omicron? What is this? How is it going to affect us? Like, I mean, Nathan and I've been trying to read about it, but I mean, we're so unsure of how it's going to. Like, I mean, our borders are supposed to be opening on December 15th. Should we be worried that that's not happening now?
I think it's probably a bit of a question mark, but they're trying to hold their nerve. Basically, we don't know enough to really gauge how much impact it's going to make. So the WHO announced it as a variant of concern on Friday. And as part of that announcement, they said it was first detected on November 9. So we're only talking about 3 weeks ago. There were 4 cases initially in Botswana. Then it moved to South Africa. So at the time, South Africa was down to around 300 cases a day. They're now 2 weeks later at around 3,000 cases a day. So it's gone up 10 times, but it's still relatively small numbers, but it's been growing fast. So that tells us that it's a relatively fast spreading variant. What the big question mark is how much damage it's actually going to do. So is it going to kill people at a higher rate than Delta or Beta or Gamma or the other variants? So far, the early evidence is good. It is looking like a milder variant. And so the bit of silver lining that some people are sort of looking at this morning is that if it actually spreads faster than Delta, it then takes over Delta. But then if it does less damage to our bodies when you get the actual COVID disease, then that's a good thing. It could actually move us to a safer pathway out of the pandemic.
And so the impact will be, I guess, less in terms when we're talking specifically health, Tommy.
Exactly right. So less people dying, basically, which is what it's all about. I think in Australia, because we did so well with COVID, we got very focused on case numbers. But what this is about is stopping people from dying or ending up in hospital and overwhelming our health system. So, look, That's a positive kind of prognosis, and it all depends how much these symptoms kick in over the next couple of weeks, because sometimes it does take a few weeks for people to end up seriously ill from COVID. So that's what the world's watching. Meanwhile, yeah, we are sort of looking at our border policies. There was a big decision made last night. In New South Wales, we were about to start accepting non-resident visa holders. So Aussies have already been able to come back from overseas, but from tomorrow we were going to accept students and other workers and humanitarian visa holders back in. So that was like at the 11th hour, that was going to start tomorrow. That's been pushed back 2 weeks. Other arrivals are being asked to do 72 hours, so 3 days in self-isolation. And people from those African countries have gone into hotel quarantine. So it seems like our leaders are trying to hold their nerve. They're sort of adjusting our settings without doing anything too drastic at this point as we wait for the information, which could be positive.
Tell me, just before when you were saying that it takes over the Delta variant, how does that work? Like, does Delta go away because this thing is the thing that, like, spreading?
I think you have to listen to the briefing together when we actually have an expert as opposed to me.
He's good. Yeah. He's good.
Okay. So we've got Dr. Norman Swan. He's that doctor from the ABC who's been so across the detail on COVID. And we got him as quick as we could to find out all those curly questions about how the mutations actually work and then how this variant will integrate or take over or sort of compete with the other variants. So, yeah, that's where all the detail is, boys. I'm just a pretty face. Did I say that?
Yes.
You are.
You have now, mate.
The big question, though, we'll leave you this one, Tommy. The big question, I mean, you're talking borders, you're talking this, you know, Omicron, whatever. Will Jimmy and Aith get to see Tom for Christmas?
Oh, will I be under the Christmas tree?
That's what we want, Tommy.
Yeah, I wanted you to be my Christmas tree. I'll just hang a couple of baubles.
I'm tall enough, 1.9 metres.
Yeah, there you go. It's
already climb you like a tree, Tommy.
Couple of baubles there, beautiful.
I don't know if you guys are watching Succession, but there's a sort of a really good Christmas tree metaphor in that show at the moment where one of the guys whose name is also Tom could be going to jail. And they're like, everyone's calling you the Christmas tree because they're like, they're all hanging their crimes on you so they don't have to go to jail and you can't. So I'm not that comfortable with the Christmas tree analogy.
And also, you're way better looking than that, Tom.
People are finding out that he also played a role in Pride and Prejudice. He was Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice.
I also didn't realise that, he was English. He does such a great American. I didn't realise he was Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, there you go. See?
Two he can be a Christmas tree. Yeah. So, do you guys go into jail?
We'll have a bloody forest, mate. Absolutely. Hey, Tommy, thanks so much for joining us. Of course, the briefing available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search the briefing podcast. Everything you need to know about this Omicron, whatever you want to call it. Thank you, Tommy.
See you guys.
Yo, Jimmy and Aith, wrapping it up, Jim.
Yeah, top of the show ratings is where we rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. And then eggs, Benny, I believe you got a little bit of audio for us. You got a little something.
Yeah, I do.
A little something.
Brought something. A bit of audio for the show.
Good on you, mate, pulling your finger out for the show.
Thought I might. 3 months in.
Yeah, you haven't passed probation yet.
I remember Grace is still jotting everything down.
Show rating. Look, solid show today. Not one of our best, I'm not gonna lie. It's a few tech issues behind the scenes. But I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10, there you
8
go.
8 out of 10.
Mm. I'm gonna give it a 6.
Yep, no, that's fine.
I'm also gonna give it a 6.
Yeah, I think a few tech issues behind closed doors.
A few tech issues, which I'm sending an email about afterwards, guys,
no,
so
that's
don't worry.
Fair.
Do you wanna be CC'd on it or you don't really care?
Nah, CC me. You guys are out for the day, so if I've got to do something, then...
Yeah, that's true. Fair. I'll CC you all on the email.
Yeah, please.
Ben, would you like to be CC'd?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
I live for the drama.
Sort it out!
Not that you'd know there were any issues.
Oh, no. Seamless. Seamless.
So, I don't know why you sent an email, mate. No one replies.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the tech issue. My email doesn't go through. Does
it? No, it does. No one replies.
No, they see it and they go, not today. Oh.
Benny, you got a bit of audio.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, I do the socials for the Jimmy Nash Show. I'm head of digital,
mate. Congrats. Yeah.
And usually I sit here in the studio when Ben's on. I sit here quietly, I'm on my laptop, I'm editing something, doing something. And Ben, you chat to the good people of Hobart each and every day, and you ask them, what do they love about the station?
Yeah, when I get my winners on, I ask them, what's their favourite thing about Hit 100.9? And Emily from Kingston last Friday said this.
The free prizes, the music, and Grace. Pretty cool.
Oh, Grace, that's nice.
No, she said it's great.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, free prizes and music are pretty good. I'll take third. I'm very happy with that. Thank you, Emily.
No, she said free
I'm
prizes.
I'm ignoring you. wins where I can get them.
I'm ignoring you.
The ironic thing about that is you saying that means you're not ignoring me.
Hey guys, well, this is awkward. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know it, what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast, it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go.
Round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah, well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end, you cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, yeah, it is. It is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the air.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you, our listener, that there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop.
It's done. Get out of here.
Stop listening!